My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All-Star Game in the books in Major League Baseball. Games start on Friday. And then it's a trade deadline after that. Trade deadline and decisions to be made for the Detroit Tigers. We will get to that coming up in a moment. 248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. Joe is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's up, Doug?
How we doing?
First time, long time.
Appreciate it.
You know, honestly, I'm frustrated. I'm a single dad, divorced, father of three. My kids love the Lions. I was in line yesterday at 10 a.m. I waited all the way, just like the caller called before. Waited all the way until I got through, and then it tells me tickets are sold out. But I'm hearing people calling you, bragging and boasting about how they got 3 days worth of tickets. I can't get one for me and my kids.
Yeah, I mean,
How is that right? That makes no sense. Like, here's the system. Like, it's just messed up. So I think, like, the system should be more, you can get 1 day's worth of tickets, but then you have to get back in the queue at the back of the line, dude, so that everyone can have a fair shot. How was that fair?
I don't think I'd argue with that. You know, I think,
like, for the single dad like me who just wants to get his kids to go see, you know, the boys play, throw the ball around, you know, tackle each other for a little bit, like, you're just making it impossible for a little guy like me.
It's an intimate deal to get to go to practice. Like, you feel like you're being let in behind the ropes, you know, places that you can't, even though this is clearly open to the public, they've got these days, it still has that feeling of being let in a place that you know, it's like a privilege to be able to get in to see stuff like that. However, yeah, I could see that maybe in the future they might want to limit it to one per customer, or one, you know, four per customer, and then go to the back of the line.
Absolutely. If I can't get them to Ford Field, at least let me get them to the practice facility to see them there or something. You know, I know everyone wants a fair shot, and everyone wants to see them. They're the hot commodity in town right now, right? Everyone wants to see the Lions. So.
Yep. Yep.
Anyway, thanks, Doug.
No, I appreciate the phone call.
I was going to ask you this question, Doug. Just what do you think about, okay, if you already have season tickets, this training camp practice is for people that don't have season tickets. I know maybe you shouldn't be. I'm just asking the question, throwing it out there. I mean, he kind of mentioned it, right? He said, yep. I can't get to the games. I'd like to at least go see a practice. Or you think this is just to be open for everybody?
You know what? You want the accessibility for everybody.
Yeah.
I would understand if they wanted to do something like that. Well, not, you can't tell a season ticket holder you can't, but if they said there's no special privilege that comes with being a season ticket holder. I mean, they're trying to take care of their customers, but the accessibility to the average fan, you know, they've raised the ticket prices, and it's been tough for some people to say that they're going to meet those costs. And some people, I remember when they made that announcement, said, I can't afford what I'm being asked to pay now. And it's a tough deal, man, because you go through the tough times and now it's the good times, and yet it's supply and demand economics. And whatever line of work you're in, you know, whether you're an hourly worker who, if you have a choice of getting paid more, you'd probably say, yeah, I choose to be paid more. And then if you're a business owner, if you have a chance to make more money, you know, and you can sell your product for more than you are, you're probably selling the product for more than you are. I mean, not everybody does everything to squeeze every nickel out of everything that they can, but it's not out of bounds for a business to try and maximize their profits. And so, yet that accessibility for fans, I wonder, and I didn't see it on the Lions website, if they'll do another Ford Field Day. Because my guess is if you open up Ford Field for a practice, free tickets, they wouldn't sell it out, would they? Would they sell out Ford Field for an open practice?
I think it'd be pretty close. It'd be tens of thousands of people for sure. Would they sell out? If there ever was a time, it'd be now, right?
Yep.
You said the most anticipated season in Detroit sports history.
I believe that. And look, I have no way of proving that.
Prove it, Doug. Prove it. Now. I need a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, I should. I should come up with
I need pie charts. I need the whole thing.
Some
spreadsheets.
Data. You want some data? Yeah, all of that.
I want the pins and the strings.
Yeah.
All that.
But I mean, you know you'd get a healthy crowd. That's for damn sure. At Ford Field, open practice. They should look into doing that. I mean, it's probably a lot more complicated than... It's got to be the right date that the Lions can get a productive work day out of it that also coincides with Ford Field's availability. I mean, and the reality is probably opening these things up to fans with free tickets probably actually costs the organization money, right? Because they have to staff it. Now, maybe they sell enough foam fingers to make up for it, but...
They'll find the money somewhere, Doug.
Probably.
I think they'll be all right.
Probably. all right. So yesterday we were discussing a Tom Bertucci report that indicated that there were two teams in Major League Baseball that were positioning themselves to make healthy offers of a package of prospects to the Detroit Tigers to try and entice them to move Tarek Skubal. When this topic comes up, I know many of you out there bristle. We've seen the feedback. Why are you talking about this? He's untouchable, et cetera, et cetera. And what it felt like yesterday, we started a debate, not between people that want to trade him, but basically people who would listen to offers and people who would listen to nothing, who wouldn't even pick up the phone or would hang up on somebody that says, hey, we're interested in Skubal. Click, you know? So the people that would, I think most people that called or texted that said they would listen, all said the same thing. King's ransom, Herschel Walker type deal. So it apparently got some discussion like around, you know, just the buzz at the All-Star game amongst reporters, etc. And that's to be expected. There isn't any reporting today on what is actually from credible sources that we could find about what is actually being discussed or offered or what players might be involved. But we did get tagged on a tweet by a listener, Eric. Now, what Twitter account is this? It's at Hot Stove Intel. And it's described as MLB executive burner. Do I believe that a major league executive has a burner account that he calls MLB executive burner? Do I believe that? No, I do not. But they did put something out there that we will just use as an example of a template of trade talks.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Okay. This is what was posted on an MLB executive burner. Orioles, if attempting to acquire Tarek Skubal, will do everything to not include Kobe Mayo. Will attempt to headline the deal with Samuel Basalo, who's their catcher and a top, I think he's a top 12 prospect in baseball. An outfield prospect, Fabian or Beavers, and one of their top arms, McDermott, Povich, or Seth Johnson, plus a piece. And then they write, Tigers can't do that deal. So again, where is this coming from? I'm not particularly concerned because I don't think of it as particularly credible. But this is what I do think of that. Hell no. Samuel Basalo is a top 15 prospect in the game. He's a catcher. He's the kind of player that you would like back. Dylan Beavers or Judd Fabian are the two highest rated, they're second and third highest rated outfield prospects. They're both at AA. Dylan Beavers is outside baseball's top 100, but he's the sixth ranked prospect in the Orioles organization. Judd Fabian is the 11th ranked prospect in the Orioles organization. The pitchers rank 7, 8, and 9 in the Orioles organization. Chase McDermott, Cade Povich, Seth Johnson. They're all of these guys are at double or triple A. They're all cusping on getting to the majors. So if you had your choice of you get Basalo, you get Beavers or Fabian, and you get one of the pitchers, McDermott, Povich, or Johnson, only one of them is in baseball's top 100 prospects, plus a piece, which is vague. This is the easy trade to say hell no to. Now, Kobe Mayo is a top 15 prospect in the game. He's a third baseman, first baseman. And according to this account, MLB executive burner, they will do everything to not include Kobe Mayo. So for me, Basalo and Mayo don't get it done. And if they're not willing to include Mayo, not saying they are or they aren't, this is not a credible source. Let me be clear. But this is the outline of a trade that you say no to 10 times out of 10. And that's okay. Keeping Tarek Skubal is awfully attractive. Rejecting trade offers that don't blow you away is fine. So what's funny about that is, you know, and there's more from that Twitter account. Tigers farm system the past 2-3 years has vastly improved. Legit prospects knocking on the door. If they move Skubal, who's the Cy Young frontrunner with 2.5 years of control, it's not for a package of 4 intriguing prospects. It'll have to be headlined by a player like Kobe Mayo. Again, for me, Kobe Mayo and Sam Basalo doesn't get it done. So then I found this credible account, Oriole Fans Say on Twitter. Why did I find this account? I just did a search on Skubal and see what came up. And this Oriole Fan Say account says, you're not getting 3 of the top 15 overall prospects in baseball. If that's the asking price, then Skubal isn't getting traded. Fine. Then you're not getting Skubal. Simple. It's very simple. The great thing about Skubal is they don't have to trade him. So saying no to an underwhelming trade return is easy. Jack Flaherty, as a rental player and a guy you may lose in free agency anyway, who's got some injury questions about him, if you get an offer for Jack Flaherty that isn't quite what you wanted, you still may consider it to make sure you get something. Skubal, there's a real easy way to just say no, right? 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.